rich man who closed his office one day, rather weary with life and its circle. He walked out to his big Cadillac, which sat before his office, climbed in, and was soon on his way to the big house on the edge of town. The hour was late, so he decided that he would ride out to his house by a shortcut. The road led down across the railroad tracks and through a very poor section of the town. As the rich man drove along the road, he heard the sound of music coming from a farmhouse, and a voice wafted by the gentle breeze coming from the house by the side of the road. I'm the child of a king, the child of a king. That be? He stopped the car and walked up the winding path which led to the old broken-down farmhouse, and there, in the gathering dusk of the evening, he saw seated on the front porch in a very rickety rocking chair an old white-haired darky singing away, My father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hands, of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His coffers are full, he has riches untold. I'm the child of a king.
Yes, I know. I heard you say that before. But what do you mean? You're a child of a king? You're just a Negro. You know you're an outcast from society. You call yourself a child of a king? You certainly do not look like a child of a king. Not a word did the old darky say. He just smiled, rigged real big, and started singing again.
I once was an outcast. Stranger on earth, a sinner by choice and an alien by birth. But I've been adopted, my name's written down, an heir to a mansion, a robe. Child of a king, the child of a...
Yeah, you're a child of a king. A fine-looking child of a king you are. And tell me what kind of a king would let his son live in a shabby old place like this. Just look at this place. Broken-down shack, three rooms, and not a solid pane of glass in the windows. Your furniture's broken down, the roof is not all there. You call yourself a child of a king? Just what kind of a king is he who would let his son live in a shabby old shack like this? Again the old darky just chuckled. As he lifted his face to sing again, a big old tear ran down his wrinkled old face.
A tent or a cottage, why should I care? They're building a palace for me over there. Though exiled from home, yet still I can sing. All glory to God, I'm the child of a king.
The rich man walked down the pathway to his car, shaking his head. He couldn't understand how anyone with so little could act like he had so much. Soon the rich man reached home, ate his supper, and was in bed for the night. But he just couldn't go to sleep very easy that night. You see, being rich has its problems. So he tossed and tossed, but he finally drifted off into a restless, listless sleep. But he tossed to and fro, back and forth as he slept. Soon he began to dream, and in his dream he saw newspaper headlines, big black headlines. The richest man in town dies at 7 a.m. Richest man in town dies. He sprang awake in a cold sweat. He believed it to be a prediction that he, the richest man in that little town, would die the next morning at 7 a.m. Putting on his bathrobe, he went through the house, calling his family about him. He told them of his dream, and together they went down into the palatial parlor where they sat watching the old grandfather clock, its pendulum swinging back and forth, ticking off the minutes. 5:30 came. 6:30. 6:45. 6:55. 56. 57. 58. 59. And 30 seconds. 7 o'clock came and nothing happened. The rich man got out his handkerchief and wiped the sweat off his brow. He apologized to his family for his folly. Imagine believing that a dream like that could be a prediction. He sent them all back to bed, and then he went into the living room to read the morning paper. In a little while, the colored maid came into the room and began to dust the furniture, and as she worked around the rich man, he noticed that she was sobbing. Finally, he tossed aside his paper and said, "Sadie, what's the matter? What are you crying about?" Then, through her sobs, she told him of an old white-haired darky loved by all the colored folk in town as being a godly old man. How he had died, strange. It was 7 o'clock on the dot that morning. The rich man got up from his chair and slowly walked to the window. He looked out on the scene below. A narrow winding country lane leading up to the dilapidated old farmhouse in the distance. As he looked, he seemed again to hear music and the gentle voice of the old darky singing that song, "I'm the child.